This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japan's government announced Thursday it will expand its COVID-19 emergency curbs to cover more than 70% of the population as a surge in cases strained hospitals in the Olympics host city Tokyo and other parts of the country. Japan has avoided the explosive outbreaks seen elsewhere, but infections are rising fast as new cases hit record highs in Tokyo just days before the end of the Summer Games. Public broadcaster NHK reported on Thursday, newly reported daily COVID-19 cases in Japan exceeded 15,000 for the first time after the Tokyo metropolitan government reported a record high of about 5,000 new infection cases in the capital. Medical advisors to the capital warned the figure could double in 2 weeks, according to NHK. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga on Thursday asked people to refrain from travel during summer holidays. There was chaos and confusion at several COVID-19 vaccination sites in Manila on Thursday as thousands showed up hoping to receive a shot before the Philippines capital heads back into lockdown for 2 weeks. In the urban sprawl of 16 cities home to 13 million people, movement restrictions will be reimposed across Greater Manila from midnight on Thursday to try to slow the spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. Photos on social media show people fighting with each other to be the first in line at vaccination centers, causing police intervention to enforce social distancing rules. With around 1.6 million COVID-19 cases and more than 28,000 deaths, the Philippines has the second worst coronavirus outbreak in Southeast Asia after Indonesia. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday France will offer COVID booster shots to the elderly and vulnerable from September, joining a growing list of countries offering third vaccine shots to fight new virus variants. Macron says booster shots will be available beginning in September. Last month, he had already revealed plans for a booster campaign, saying it would target those who had been the first to get a jab earlier this year, mostly people over 80 or with serious health conditions. Third vaccine shots are already available to people with weakened immune systems in France. Macron's statement comes a day after the World Health Organization called on all nations to halt booster shots until at least the end of September to help ease the inequity in vaccine distribution between rich and poor nations. Israel has already begun administering booster shots to over 60s, and Germany said last week it would too start offering them in September. Israeli jets struck what its military says were rocket launch sites in Lebanon early Thursday in response to two rockets fired toward Israel from Lebanese territory a day earlier in an escalation of cross-border hostilities amid heightened tensions with Iran. The rockets launched from Lebanon on Wednesday struck open areas in northern Israel, causing brush fires along the hilly frontier. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came from an area of South Lebanon under the sway of Iranian-backed Hezbollah guerrillas. The Israeli military says it responded with several rounds of artillery fire on Wednesday before launching airstrikes early Thursday. Lebanon's president says Israel's overnight airstrikes were the first since 2006 and showed an escalation in its, quote, aggressive intent towards his country. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as, quote, plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliations to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters and translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees in America. U.S. and NATO allies are just weeks away from winding down their military missions in the war-torn South Asian nation after 20 years. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations sent a letter to the U.N. Secretary General on Tuesday saying 40 bodies had been found in July in northwestern Myanmar. The junta has denied any sort of massacre, while news agencies have not been able to independently verify the reports due to mobile networks being cut in the remote region. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.